Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Earlier this morning on Facebook, I asked what was something your mom always said. And there was, you know, a couple of the typical lines that a lot of moms use, like wait till your father gets home or stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
We've I like those that before. One.
But there were some unusual ones, ones that I've never heard before. Let me know if your mom ever said any of these.
Okay.
Lists. Top of the morning, rise and shine. There's ham in your pail.
No, is that a saying?
Yeah, but in that house it was, yeah. What else? Sew buttons on your underwear. So obviously the kid is going, sew buttons on your underwear.
Oh.
Is the reply from mom.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. I think I get it.
Because Y is a crooked letter.
That's a great one.
But why?
Why?
Why? Why?
I love because I said so. That's a timeless one for why.
Right. I hope you have a child just like you.
Oh, I hated hearing that.
Did you get that one?
Yes. That made you feel awful and dread the future all at the same time.
If I find it, can I hit you with it?
Oh, cute.
And what's done in the dark will always come to light. So you've heard that one before.
Yes, my mom did that one too. Okay. Absolutely.
That makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. That one's a bit of a thinker. Right. And it's true. And my mother always liked, no one wants to watch you pout. Like she had zero tolerance for pouting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were going to pout and be a baby about something, like go to your room and do it. You almost got punished for being a bummer, which taught me so many great things.
Okay.
But it's true.
It worked.
It's true. No one wants to watch you pout. Like when you want to change your attitude and be cool, like come out, we're making cookies, we're having a good time without you, pouty pants, like go to your room.
My mom's big thing was, you're going to have to face the consequences. Like if I didn't get my homework done or didn't study for a test. Well, hey, you know, it's your call. You're going to have to face the consequences.
You know why that's a perfect one? It needs to be resurrected because parents today bail out their kids like nobody's business. And that is your mother telling you that if you do this, you're going to bail yourself out.
Yeah, that's on you.
I love that.
Yeah. Yep. And it eventually worked. It sunk in. It took me a few years to get the message. But
he got it just last year.